America needs defenders in every place, in every generation, in our time. Respect for the right to life calls us to defend the sick and the dying, persons with disabilities and birth defects, and all who are weak and vulnerable. And this self-evident truth calls us to value and to protect the lives of innocent children waiting to be born.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of Eagle's Eye Report. Today is June 8th, 2022, and the topic we're going to be discussing, as usual, isn't anything. It's not entertainment, and it's not meant to make you happy. It's meant to inform. So the title is Medical Tyranny for Global Control. And no, I haven't added anything in. I'm not trying to scare people. This is not fear porn. This is not Roger trying to grab attention. It's the truth. And what you're going to hear today is going to give you the points, one right after another, that you can come to this conclusion yourself. As a matter of fact, this episode is made up of 6 different articles, each one adding a piece to the total story. Once we get to that point, I will give you the titles of each one of those articles. Then we will take a significant portion of each one of them, or a piece of each one of them, so that I can make the point today, and Stephen can help me make that point today that we're trying to make. Going forward, meaning tomorrow, all of this will be in an article, as is usually the case, and all of these links will be there, so that you can continue to read all of the information we don't get a chance to cover in a one-hour show. But what it will do today is hopefully spark your interest in each one of those 6 individual cases enough so that you wish to find out more. Again, this is all leading to medical tyranny for global control. Exactly what you're hearing is what I mean. So again, welcome to episode 6 of Eagle's Eye Report. This is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted by my good friend, and also produced by my good friend, Stephen Roberts. And the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidding these very concepts. No, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, and I'll continue to say that because you all need to know that. But today, reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, the reason for Eagle's Eye Report. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio and Soaplo Radio. The links, again, to each one of those will be in the article that will be published tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com by noon Central Time. That's thelibertybeacon.com, and that is our flagship website, one of many. All right, Steve, first off, let's let everybody know how you're doing today.
Well, pretty good. I backed my sound level down a little bit, so we should be pretty close to one another here on the MP3.
Well, we had a computer bug last week, and the sound just kept going up and up and up, and Stephen wasn't even touching the board.
No, I didn't even touch it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see what happens this week. So, our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. And that is the sponsor of this show, which is TLBtalk.com. This is a social media website set up by the Liberty Beacon Project, and it is one that does exactly what we tell you it does. It gives you the ability to participate in a community, not to participate in something somebody else set down where you can't talk about this and you can't talk about this. Even if it's true, you better shut your mouth or you're going to go bye-bye. This is a community of, by, and for the people, whereby unless you are breaking the law or becoming, I don't know, disgustingly, well, I'm sure you can understand where I'm going with that. There isn't anything you can't say. Because anything, no matter how evil it is, that's happening on this planet today can be said in a respectful fashion. Unless you're talking about the individuals committing that, and then that's not so much respectful, is it, Stephen?
No, it isn't. I'd like to add something, Roger. You mentioned just a few seconds ago about breaking the law. You know, I've had this joke for quite a few years because a young man said it to me, and I kind of picked up on it too. And when somebody says, stay out of trouble, he would say, define trouble. And I've been saying that, define trouble now. And it just made me think about, you said breaking the law. My question is, define the law.
Well, see, that's totally out of the lane we're going to be traveling down, but it's a good question. By define the law, it is laws that are basically accepted by a majority of those who participate in a community where those laws reign. So if there is a law in the community and I break the law, then there are repercussions. And if people say, well, I don't think that's a law, it is a law. And again, society has to work within laws. Even if you have a group of just 100 cavemen, they all had do's and don'ts. And if you broke them, there was punishment. And I don't mean cavemen to the point where they couldn't even grunt, but you could go all the way back to the earliest portions of humanity, any societal break whatsoever, and there were directions, there were laws. In order to have a functioning society, there have to be. But these need to be laws that are agreed upon by the community, not set by outside individuals to control the community. So if that's what you were looking for, Stephen, that's why I thought it was such a good question.
Right, right. Because, well, legal does not mean lawful. And
no.
do you know what the legal definition of the word legal is?
You can tell us.
The legal definition of the word legal is to forego God's laws.
And that's why I chuckled when you said, do you want to know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because you already knew.
I probably would have said it a little bit different, but you were a little bit more blatant than I was, and I like that. Okay. Let's jump into this because we, at this point, have a little bit over 50 minutes, and we've got a lot to cover. Okay. The very first and first thing I'm going to do is give you the titles of these six articles so you can see the progression of the discussion we're going to have today. Article number one is the war against unvaxxed won't be forgotten. Article number two is COVID vaccines linked to new type of incurable fatal degenerative brain disorder. You heard me right. Number three is TLB Talk Radio. It's the show I did on Sunday in the article I wrote, and it's called Awakening to Genocide, and I guarantee you that's going to rock you back on your feet. Number four is Doctors Sue FDA, alleged crusade against ivermectin unlawfully interfered with their ability to treat their patients. Number five, German Parliament VP demands new pandemic legislation enabling a fall return to masks, tests, and mandatory vaccines. And number six, U.S. ruling class in the process of releasing monkey vax. Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do.
Roger,
we're going to start.
Yeah. I've actually passed all those links into the Shake and Wake chat.
I really appreciate that. That's great. Okay, but there will still be an article tomorrow because Roger writes an article for every show he does. So again, for those of you who will hear this tomorrow, the links will be right in the article that accompanies where this show will be embedded. All right, so let's get started. The very first article we're going to be discussing or taking pieces from is "The War Against the Unvaxxed Won't Be Forgotten." So let's go through a few talking points on that, all right? For many, hatred is a tool of tyrants. And over the past 2 years, political leaders, agency heads, academics, medical professionals, and media personalities alike have publicly encouraged hatred and violence and wished painful death upon anybody who didn't want to be part of the medical experiment that is the COVID jabs. I don't think I need to beat that one up a lot. We know for a fact that if you didn't take the vaccine, you probably could have lost your job. If you didn't take the vaccine, you probably weren't allowed into the local grocery store. If you didn't take the vaccine, you probably couldn't, you probably couldn't, you probably couldn't. And if you were walking down the street and somebody asked you if you were vaccinated and you said, of course not, you were shunned. They damn near ran away from you. But we sit now in a place where everybody that doesn't already know is about to know, or a vast majority of us, as I said, already know, that the vaccines never kept you from getting the purported virus. And if they never kept you from getting the purported virus, then they couldn't keep your body from storing it. And if they couldn't keep your body from storing it, then they couldn't keep you from transmitting it. The only reason to get a vaccine, especially one that has the harm factor, and we'll get into that a little deeper, of the COVID-19 vaccines, which is now considered the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used in humanity in the entire history of pharmaceutical products. Stop and think about that. But why have I been shunned for not taking a vaccine that couldn't do anything a vaccine is supposed to do? Why were the people who did get the vaccine but could still store it in their body and still transmit it to you, given the pass to go out into the public and transmit that virus in public? But since I didn't get the vaccine, I couldn't do that. I was locked up in my home. So let me go over that point again. Fomenting hatred is a tool of tyrants. And from what I just explained to you, there's no other answer to that. And over the past 2 years, political leaders, agency heads, academics, medical professionals, and media personalities alike have publicly encouraged hatred, violence, and wished painful death upon anyone who didn't want to be a part of the medical experiment that is the COVID jabs. Now, remember, these were for emergency use only because they were experimental vaccines. Experimental. Forcing you to take them should have brought you right in front of a trial such as the Nuremberg trials. And we are finding that the massive amount of death, the massive amount of ruined lives, so on and so forth across the planet are stating that that should still be the case. That's the first point. Anything you'd like to say on that, Stephen?
Well, it kind of ties into it, but I picked up a meme yesterday and saved it. It says, psychologist Stanley Milgram found that 80% of people do not have the psychological and moral resources to defy an authority's order, no matter how legitimate that order is. 20% have critical capacity. I showed that to my stepdad, and he said, well, isn't that a mistake? Shouldn't it be no matter how illegitimate the order is? And I thought to myself for a few seconds. I said, well, basically, it's the same thing, whether it's illegitimate or legitimate.
And don't say that that's not applicable, because that's extremely applicable. And thank you for injecting that.
Yes,
into
yes.
This conversation.
I thought it was basically the same thing.
It is. Okay. Next point, even now with everything we know for sure about the jabs, the war against the unvaccinated continues in many areas, and ignorance of basic science still abounds. Okay, I'm telling you, because Roger has personally written over 1,000 vaccine articles. I've done massive research. I've done shows with doctors, and doctors only get about 8 to 10 hours of schooling on vaccines in 8 years of medical school. And that's pretty much intentional. I have done shows where I've sat next to doctors or I have talked with doctors on the show only to have the doctors say to me, excuse me, Roger, how do you know so much about this? And the point is, I'm not wanting to be a doctor, so I'm not restricted from the knowledge.
Roger, you know, they basically only get about the same amount of time in nutritional research, too.
Yeah. So let's go to the third point, because I don't think we need to beat up on that one. In recent weeks, we've seen the stage being set for another fabricated hate fest. This time, the gay community is disingenuous, enemy, and target. Okay, they're going to be designated the new enemy and the new target. This is, of course, the monkey flu, the monkey pox. And it came out initially that this was being transmitted via gay sex. Okay, I'm going to tell you all something out there that you're probably going to laugh about, and you're probably not going to believe me, but all I suggest you do is go to any search engine and put the question in, and you will find that I'm telling you the truth. There are already people in the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, who are stating that because of the monkeypox, you should be required to wear a mask again. If we are telling the world that this is being spread via gay sex, why the hell are you going to tell me I need to put a mask on? Anybody who doesn't understand that the only reason you ever wore a mask because they were proven over and over again to be scientifically unsound for the purpose they were intending us to put them on for. And now this, the only reason they want to go back to you wearing a mask is because it is an effective mechanism of control. And right now, hardly anybody's wearing them. Why? Because they listen to information that's based on reality, not on what Fauci is calling the science. How come, Steve, every time I use his name anymore, Fauci, I feel like I've said something so bad I should apologize?
Well, it's almost like throwing up in your mouth a little bit, I think.
Okay. Same-sex relations has been identified as the primary source of a global monkeypox outbreak. Will the gay community be targeted for exclusion, derision, and attack in coming weeks and months as the monkeypox threat continues to be hyped? I'm going to tell you right now that there are less than a dozen cases. I think it's actually about 7 or 8 in the entire United States of America. The CDC wants you to start wearing masks because of monkeypox. And the government has already gone out and spent almost $120 million on monkeypox vaccines. Can you see round two coming in, people? Can you see it happening? Well, there's some surprises. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, there's monkeypox is around too, and yep. It's already out that Marburg is out. They've already been talking about polio-like viruses. You know, and they're going to have their multitude of variants all along these things.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, it's never going to end. I knew this 28 months ago. It was never going to end, and it will never end.
It'll only end when we decide it's over.
That's right.
And that's it. And when enough people say, screw you, I'm not doing it. I'm not putting on a mask. I'm going into the store. You need to look, if 10,000 people over the course of a week go into a grocery store or into a Walmart or whatever without a mask, even though the sign says you need a mask to get in here, Can they arrest everybody? No, they can't. Can they penalize everybody? No, they can't. Will they shut the store down? Walmart won't let them do that because that's a whole lot of money they're going to be losing. Again, when we decide we've had enough, that's when it ends. Fabrications are used to brainwash the public into hating truth tellers, and anyone who points out discrepancies in the narrative, listen to me, I'm going to say that again. Fabrications are used to brainwash the public into hating truth tellers and anyone who points out discrepancies in the narrative. Gee, that's me. That's Steve. That's Dr. Naomi Wolf. That's
Tom
Dr.
Cowan.
Mercola. That again, yes. That's RFK. That's, and I could go on and on. We are the people that you're supposed to hate. We are the people you're not supposed to believe. We're the people who publish the truth and get kicked off of a platform for misinformation. The only thing is, Facebook is going through another legal challenge whereby their, the people who do their fact-checking are being proven to, in fact, be liars. And the stuff that they are saying is a lie is, in fact, true. So this is all coming to a head. So this was the first article. And the title of this article was "The War Against the Unvaxxed Will Not Be Forgotten." And this will be tomorrow in the article that I'm going to publish. And also, there's a little piece of this I would like to read. Okay, straight out. It's time for alarm bells. It's time for me to play the part of Paul Revere. The communist tyrants and dictators are coming. They're coming first for unvaccinated Americans. This is 1938. I'm a Jew. I now understand just a little of what it felt like to be a Jew in 1938, the pre-Holocaust. This is only the beginning. It gets far worse from here. First, your papers, please. Vaccine mandates, vaccine passports are just like 1938 when the Gestapo demanded papers from every German. Republicans asked for papers from migrants who had broken into our country. Republicans asked for papers once every 2 years for federal elections to prove you had the right to vote. Democrats said, no, that's racism. Now Democrats want American citizens, not illegal aliens, not criminals, but patriots born in this country to produce papers 24/7. Aren't Jews injected with experimental drugs by the depraved, or weren't, by the depraved Nazi government? Wasn't that a key part of the Nuremberg trials? That no government, listen to me, could ever again inject experimental shots into the bodies of unwilling citizens. Isn't that a basic human right? Forcibly injecting Americans or forcing under coercion those who don't want to. It's 1938. What we are looking at, and that's as far as I'm going with this because I really want you to read it. But what we are looking at goes back to a piece of wisdom many of us has heard over and over again. And what is that? If we fail to learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it. Take a look around you, people. These vaccines, they're still under emergency use authorization. There is only one that has actually been approved, and none of that is being used in the United States. They don't have the quantity necessary. They cannot coerce or force you into taking anything, and they cannot penalize you for not taking it. But none of that is standing up to truth.
Say, Roger.
All of this is happening. Yes.
I've seen pictures, and I'm sure you have. I don't know if the listeners have, but the 1918 Spanish flu. There are pictures
of
people wearing masks and whomever is in the background, whether it's guards or city personnel or wherever the case is, and they don't have masks on their face, and they got big smiles on their faces because they know what the deal is.
Yep.
It was a scam in 1918. A scam in 2019, 101 years later.
Let's go on to the next article. And the next article that I would like you all to read, and I will give you a prelude to, is COVID vaccines are linked to new type of incurable fatal degenerative brain disorder. No, I'm not making that up. This is not fear porn. This is actually true. And this is an article that is published on a website that is highly known for its ability to give you the best medical facts possible. Studies suggest a link between a rapidly progressing, incurable, and fatal prion disease known as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease and COVID-19 vaccines. That is CJK. That's the short for it, okay? Or excuse me, CJD. And if you stop to consider what I just told you, researchers believe the prion region of the original Wuhan COVID-19 variant spike protein was incorporated into the mRNA vaccines, okay, and the vector vaccines given to hundreds of millions of humans, and that it can cause a new type of rapidly progressing sporadic CJD. According to the Mayo Clinic, CJD is a degenerative brain disorder that leads to dementia and ultimately, not maybe, ultimately death. Although the Omicron variant does not have a prion region in its spike protein, current COVID-19 vaccines still use the genetic material. In other words, you may have Omicron, but you're not getting an Omicron vaccine. You're getting a vaccine with the original spike protein in it, which includes the prion region of the parent Wuhan strain. Now, a lot of this, some of you may have questions about. A lot of this, some of you may question. The truth here is that this is already being seen. Researchers analyzed 26 cases of CJD and found the first symptoms appear on average about 12 days after injection with a COVID-19 vaccine. Of the 26 cases, 20 had died by the time the study was published and 6 were still alive. The 20 deaths occurred only, well, less than 5 months after the injection, all of them. Among them, 8 of them led to sudden death, which is considered to be less than 3 months. This confirms the radically different nature of this new form of CJD, whereas the classic form requires decades to kill you. Decades. That's, we're talking about something that literally affects the brain. Dementia. Okay, and now we're talking about with the COVID vaccines, this can happen in anywhere from 2 to 8 months. And they have already done the research. They've already used 26 cases of it, and they've already proven beyond a shadow of a doubt what the instigator was. Now, that is a very limited study, and it's only being done in one small area. If you take that and you take its findings and you, I don't know, average them across the entire planet and how many people actually got these vaccines, what you're going to find out is that over the next 6 months to a year, there will be a massive increase, and it is already upticking as we speak, of dementia type scenarios happening across the planet. Not a guess. The show I did on Sunday, and I've already told you about it, it's included in the articles that I would like you all to read and watch that show, states the genocide is underway. Only that one's focused on children and the sacred temple of birth, the female body. But What we are seeing is that there are about a half a dozen different mechanisms of genocide that are unfolding as we speak. This is one I hadn't heard too much about. Now they're saying if you've had one shot, there's a good chance. But if you've had two shots or more, there's a far better chance that you run the risk of dementia-type brain injury that could kill you in 2 to 8 months, not 20 to 30 years, as dementia would. Okay. Anything on that, Steve?
Well, we're just on the break, that's all.
Okay.
All right, everyone. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. I can find my cursor.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So, we've got six articles, and we've gone through the first two, and we haven't really even gone through the first two. I've given you several points from articles that may have 2-3 dozen points, but just enough so that you understand that this ought to be something that you're reading. It ought to be something that you are stuffing away in your brain, accumulating knowledge that takes you to a goal. What's that goal? Stay the hell away from these vaccines. Do not give them to your children and don't recommend them to your friends. The amount of humanity that's going to be left alive when all of this crap finally starts to dwindle and fade is going to be the part of humanity that people like you listening to this show, myself and Stephen, did everything we could to keep from falling into this trap. Okay. The third article is a show I did on Sunday. And every Sunday I do a show that's called TLB Talk Radio. This one, episode 20, had a title of Awakening to Genocide. Not a joke. Not even close. Okay. How many people would have to die with intention or foreknowledge that should prevent said deaths before a Nuremberg-style trials are again a reality? How many of our sacred children, both born or unborn, must be terminated again with foreknowledge before the world recoils in horror and steps up to not only end this nightmare, but to punish those responsible or aware of these genocidal actions, but made no effort to stop them? I'm not joking. All right, I'm going to tell you right now that Fauci, I'm going to tell you right now that the head of the CDC, the head of the FDA, the head of the NIH, the head of, and I could go on and on, the head of the WHO, Joe Biden, everybody who works for him that has promoted the hell out of this, state governors that forced you to take these vaccines, so on and so forth, each and every one of them did this with foreknowledge. They were aware of what was going to happen. They had to be aware of it because they were told how to prepare for it. They were told how and shown how to prepare for the backlash that was coming when people started to realize this isn't what you're telling me it is. So we've got to get into this because this show I did on Sunday scared the living hell out of me. This was based on an article, a good portion of it, not all of it, by Dr. Naomi Wolf. And that article is, and this is her title, "Dear Friends, Sorry to Announce a Genocide." No, I'm not joking. That's her title. And basically, what she's proving is that the temple that we, I don't know, that I consider it to be the most holy temple on this planet. And that is the female reproductive system. That's the female body. Without that, humanity doesn't continue. They just don't. Okay. Unless you start making babies, I don't know, in, well, I guess you could. Bill Gates would probably do that for you. He could start making them, you know, in a laboratory. But the point here is, if you mess with the female reproductive system, that is one of the quickest ways you have to pare down humanity. And then if you use that mechanism to, via coercion or lies, vaccinate a vast portion of the planet, what's been happening, people? How many people across the planet have had at least one vaccine? Never in the history of any disease, diseases that were 1,000 times more dangerous than this, have so many people globally been vaccinated, and not one time, but multiple times. And now they just approved a fourth vaccine for this. Stop and think about this. Did you want to say something, Steve?
Well, it's not just the women that they're going after, the women's reproductive system. It's males too.
It is, but it is much more pronounced in the females. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the research has been done. And who did the research?
You did.
Do you remember? Oh, no, not me. Although I followed up on it. But do you remember that the FDA went to the government and went to the courts and tried to get the 55,000 documents from Pfizer blocked from public eyes for 75 years? I'm sure you remember that, Stephen. You've heard about that, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And it was like, no way, that's not going to happen. So since it was decided that that wasn't going to happen, there is what's called the War Room Daily Cloud. And you can go there, and the link will be in my article, in which 3,000 highly credentialed doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, and research scientists are working on those 55,000 documents day and night. And these are the Pfizer documents. 3,000 credentialed professionals. This is where that information came from. And what they are saying is well beyond what most of you would even care to know. We are talking about the ability of these vaccines to attack the mammary glands with a component. It's called PEG. The ability of these vaccines to attack the ovaries with the spike protein. The ability of, and I could go on and on, the female reproductive system gets hit far beyond. Yes, does it concentrate? Can it concentrate in the male testicles? Yes, it can. But the reproductive system, the entire reproductive system of the female body is in under onslaught. As a matter of fact, women who have been vaccinated told while they were pregnant that it was okay to get vaccinated, when their child was born, who wasn't thriving, but they were feeding their child breast milk, a bunch of these children either became deathly sick or died from the mother's milk because of the PEG, and you'll find out what that is when you read the article, in the mother's milk that came from this vaccine, literally killing the children. Or many mothers not even being able to have any breast milk. And since they didn't, in the initial study, they didn't have any pregnant women in the initial vaccine study, they used 44 French rats which they monitored for 42 days. That's how they determined, listen to me, that these vaccines were safe and effective for pregnant women. 44 French rats for 42 days. I'm going to tell you something. During the trials, 270 women became pregnant. 270. And I believe it was 230 of them they lost the records for. They're gone. Nobody can find any records for 230 of those 270 women who got pregnant during the vaccine trials. But of the 30-something that were left, 26 of them lost their babies. 26 out of, I believe, 34 women in the trials, the vaccine trials, lost their babies. Whoa. Is that 50%? Nope. Is that 75%? Nope. Is there anybody here who thinks there's anything normal about that at all? Nope. But they were all part of this trial. Those are odds that are so ridiculously high, it's insane. Yet even with this knowledge, and this was dug out of those 55,000 documents, even with this knowledge, to this day, if you call your doctor, or if you go to the CDC and ask, I'm pregnant, should I get a vaccine? Oh, they're safe and effective, no problem. Who needs to be in jail? Who needs to be in front of a firing squad? Where the hell is the next Nuremberg trials? Because every pregnant woman across the planet is being told to take these things, and by their own studies, they know that they are deadly to these infants. They know this. Will it kill every one of them? No. It was, what, 20, 26 or 28 out of 34? It didn't get them all. This is the show I did on Sunday. What you people need to understand is that the CDC is aware of this. What you need to understand is that the FDA is aware of this. How do I know the FDA was aware of this while the trials were being done? Because at the bottom of most of these 55,000 documents, it says FDA confidential. At the bottom of the documents they're looking at. So the FDA knew this. The CDC, by design, knew this. Okay? The people doing the trials knew this. The WHO knows this. And how many other organizations across the planet? Yet you are telling, they are telling our women that they need to go in and turn their reproductive temple. To me, the most holy temple on the planet, the female body, the female reproductive system, the entire system from her breasts down to her ovaries into a killing factory. And they know this is happening. They know it for a fact. Steve, do you think maybe I should be upset a little?
Yeah, I think we all should be. These, well, for the lack of a better word, people that are in control, these vermin that are in control, want the eat your cake and have it too argument. And as far as a lot of us go, it just doesn't work that way. I remember in... just after September 11th, 2001, Roger, they gave us the, nobody ever could have seen this coming. Nobody ever knew that they could have flown airplanes into buildings and we just didn't know it was coming. But then they turn around 30 seconds later in the same breath and say that, well, we're the only ones that are going to be able to save you.
Yeah.
Yet we dropped the ball. And that's what they're trying to say with this COVID scam also.
Why would you be totally absolved when you knew full well these are the agencies that we pay our taxes to keep us healthy and to keep us out of danger? But yet they are telling all of these women that they are safe and effective, these vaccines, and will not harm their child or the mother's chance to conceive. It is a huge lie, which is having catastrophic consequences across the planet. The amount of children dying, the amount of stillbirths, the amount of instantaneous abortions, the amount of the milk these mothers are feeding their children with is killing them, coming out of their own bodies. And either that or infecting their liver so bad. And a lot of these children from these mothers who have been vaccinated several times, they will not thrive, which means they're never going to grow, which means they're probably not going to survive very long. Let me give you one more piece, and then we've got to roll on to the next one, or we won't get them all done. The internal trials, listen to me, and this comes out of the 55,000 documents. In the internal trials, there were over 42,000 adverse events, and more than 1,200 people died. I'm going to tell you something you may have all heard me say before, but I want to use it as a comparison. In 1970, the H1N1 vaccine was pulled off the market because it killed 35 people. The amount of life-threatening damage or outright murder that has been committed across this planet today. Not what's going to happen 2 years from now or 3 or 5 years from now, which is going to make today look even small. But we have already damaged for life or killed millions. And they're still telling you, you better take it. They're still telling mothers it's safe and effective. The next time you call a doctor up or the next time you talk to somebody, and there are actually phone lines you can call, you might wait 2 or 3 hours to get through. But if anybody at the CDC, the FDA, or any doctor tells you as a woman that you should get that vaccine and you listen to them, why are you listening to this show? You're a freaking moron. Will I apologize for that? No, it's absolutely true. Please, when you read through these articles that are embedded in the article I'm going to write for the show tomorrow, please listen to my show from Sunday, okay? And again, it's TLB Talk. And the name of that show, and I want everybody to understand what the name of that show is, Awakening to Genocide. And this is genocide via the destruction of the mother's reproductive temple, from her ovaries all the way through to her mammaries. Total destruction. Okay, the next one. Doctors sue FDA, alleged crusade against ivermectin unlawfully interfered with their ability to treat patients. I'm going to tell you something. I have been telling you over and over again that doctors and these people who head these health agencies like NIH, like Fauci, like the CDC, like the FDA, like the WHO, these people ought to be in jail. Either that or they ought to be in the electric chair. Ivermectin has the ability, and it was proven. It's not a guess, because in the article you're going to read, it shows you several doctors that, against anything they were told, used ivermectin on their patients, and their recovery rate was the worst one in the group was 99.97%. Which means that out of 100 people, 0.3 died. That's how successful they were using this. Whereas somebody who didn't use it may have had a success rate down around 50, 60, 65%. So now you have the government. You have people like Fauci. You have people like Biden stepping up to tell you that ivermectin is for horses. It's for cows. It doesn't work on human beings. Don't take it. Go get the vaccine. Leave that stuff alone. It's going to kill you. It has side effects that are going to kill you. First off, the only way ivermectin is going to kill you is if you sit there and eat about 3 pounds of it all at once. But that vaccine, how many people on this planet are already showing up with side effects. A massive amount of humanity. But yet you were told not to take ivermectin. Why? Because it was safe and effective. So you were scared away from it intentionally. You were literally terrified to go near it. I'm not a horse. I'm not a cow. Why should I take that? No, get it away from me. I'm going to go get my vaccine.
Say, Roger, isn't it more than 2.5 million people just in America alone?
Yes. And that's something we're probably going to talk about next week, because next week I'm going to break all of this down into numbers. So, good question. But what I'm trying to tell everybody here is that you have those we are supposed to depend on for the science. And how many times did you hear Fauci say you need to follow the science? The science says unequivocally that ivermectin was a much better and a much less dangerous treatment and a much cheaper treatment than any vaccine could ever be. Thus, it could not be allowed. It didn't have the side effects they wanted you to have. So how many of these people who refuse to let you take ivermectin, how many pharmacies that refuse to fill your prescription, even if your doctor would give you one, how many of these people who lead these global and U.S. health agencies that absolutely terrified you in a planned expose on why you should never use ivermectin, how many of them are guilty of murder?
Say, Roger, I wanted to add something here. I asked my rheumatologist about 4 months back, because hydroxychloroquine is actually a used notable rheumatoid drug. And he said, no, he couldn't fill that because yada, yada, yada.
They'd come after him.
Yeah.
Yep.
He didn't say that, but I figured. Yes.
Right now we're talking about ivermectin, but hydroxychloroquine pretty much falls into the same window. Again, you were told how bad it was. You were told how it would kill you. You were told how it had horrible side effects. The thing of it is, how many people have you heard? How many articles have you read? How many shows have you watched or listened to where somebody says, I took ivermectin and it ruined my life? Not one. Now I'm going to ask you the same question. How many shows, how many articles, how many whatevers have you looked at, read, watched, whatever, where people said, I took the vaccines and they ruined my life? A hell of a lot. But yet, the people you depend on, the people you decide whether your child should get these vaccines, are lying to you through their teeth, and they're well aware of the fact that they're lying to you, and the massive amount of damage that's being caused all could have been avoided. Again, how many of these should be in jail or in the electric chair? Don't ask Roger, because you won't like my answer, or you may love it. Let's go to the next one, please. Okay. Again, the title, Doctors Sue FDA, Alleged Crusade Against Ivermectin Unlawfully Interfered with Their Ability to Treat Their Patients. These doctors were told, you give them ivermectin, you're in trouble, all the way up to and including, we're going to take your license away. And if you give them, you know, and they go to a pharmacy to have that thing filled, the pharmacist says, no, I can't. If I fill that, they're gonna shut my pharmacy down. So again, how many of these people should be in prison? I'll stop right there on that one. The next one, One Health Globalist Path to a One World Order. Okay, Globalist Path to One World Order. It's not a very long article, and it's got some great information in it, but what this basically says is something I've been telling people on shows for about 10 years now. They needed a mechanism in place that would bring the entire global population into a mechanism of control. The mechanism of control that they found was a disease that has no more knockdown power than the yearly flu. Absolute fact. Yet they started out by using a PCR test, which gave hundreds of millions, if not over a billion people across the planet, positive results for COVID-19, when in fact they knew up front that that PCR test would say you had COVID-19 if you ever had a coronavirus in your life. If you ever had the flu, if you ever had a cold, you were going to test positive. So what we have is an absolute lie that set the entire globe up to take a vaccine that would thin down the population and get it so sickly that they would beg for someone to come in and help them. This is exactly what these idiots, these morons, these evil people have been working on for generations. We are standing right now on the precipice of global governance. The WHO and the WEF are talking about a pandemic treaty, and they're talking about the ability to give you digital, I don't know, ID, so that they can literally give you points, just like in communist China, social points for everything you do and don't do. Then they can decide whether you live or not, how much you can eat, what you can buy, what you can't buy, where you can live, where you can't live, what you can drive, what you can't drive, the whole nine yards. This is all where it's headed right now. And the biggest thing that's getting me about all of this is we have a president and a blue Congress sitting in Washington right now that is not only not fighting back against this, but is aiding them. What I just said was, we have treason being committed against us on a level nobody in this country would ever have thought possible. So now we're talking about massive treason. Our freedom is literally being given away without our permission. We're talking about the ability to pare down a massive amount of us so we're much easier to control via the mechanism of the COVID-19 vaccines, all of which I've told you today. We know that the 55,000 documents that were supposed to be hidden for 75 years are now under massive scrutiny by some of the best experts in the world, and it only gets worse. Let's go to the last one. We've got like 2 or 3 minutes left. The last article is U.S. ruling class in the process of releasing monkey vax. There's 3 or 4 actual known cases and about 3 or 4 suspected cases of monkeypox in the United States right now. That's it. They've already purchased, Biden has already, through executive order, with a stroke of a pen, purchased $119 million worth of monkeypox vaccines with about a half a dozen cases. There is already a CDC yell out that we should all be wearing masks for what we've been told is a sexually transmitted disease. I won't even go into how that's weird, because there's probably females listening to this show, and I just won't do that out of respect. But what we're looking at right here, right now, is that we are starting to step back. We're saying this is all crap. We're not taking this anymore. So they needed a round two. Here's how I end this. I have an image in an article in the Liberty Beacon showing an individual with monkeypox, and standing right next to that individual, or a picture right next to that picture, shows an individual with the skin reactions from a COVID-19 vaccine. They're identical. There are a lot of people out there, researchers, stepping up to say monkeypox is a lie. What we are seeing is them trying to protect themselves from another major outbreak of a COVID-19 side effect. The way the body breaks out into blisters and hives is identical to monkeypox, but it gives them an excuse to put you back in a mask and put another vaccine in your body. Look, there's still about 8 billion of us. They have work to do. And with that, I'll give you the final word, Steve.
The only thing I can ever tell people to look into enough time is Occam's razor. There may be many solutions to a question, but almost all the time, normally, the simplest answer is the correct answer.
Not only that, but there are six articles here. Steve put the links in the chat, but if you haven't seen the chat, they will be embedded in the article with this show embedded in it tomorrow by noon Central Time on thelibertybeacon.com. These six articles are something you absolutely need to read. The show I did that's embedded in there, okay, Awakening to Genocide, is by far the most blatant one. None of this is going to make you happy. What it will do is prepare you for what is going to hit you upside the head like a baseball bat. I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, we're all done, folks. So see everyone Tuesday, and me and Roger will see you all on Wednesday.
Thank you for listening.
My mommy didn't want me. My daddy went away. Somebody said get rid of me. Just throw me away. The doctor came inside my room. Grabbed me by my head. My little helpless body pulled out and pronounced dead. I never had a chance to take my first breath. I never had a chance to live before my death. I never had a chance, never had a chance to be a little girl. I never had a chance, never had a chance.
Some choice. Oh, all right. Not yet. You screw up. I'm the one who's going to be.